sallallahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. This is known as Hadith Qudsi. That Al-Izzu Izari. That my honor is my lower garment. Wal-Kibriyahu Rida'i. Honor is my lower garment and pride is my upper garment. فَمَنْ يُنَازِعُنِي فِي وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا فَقَدْ عَذَّبْتُهُ. Whoever wishes or tries to challenge me with regard to these two things, with regards to my honor and with regards to pride. So in other words, these two things are exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person wanting honor and wanting some type of status and glory, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All pride, all honor, all respect is really only due for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person desiring this for himself is actually now trying to dispute that I also want a share of what is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like how a lower garment of a person and upper garment is his set, and this is one set that's worn by one person normally. So nobody else should try and take that person's clothes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is exclusive for me. Whoever is trying to dispute as far as trying to get honor for himself, this is talking about getting honor for himself, or being proud and having arrogance for himself, is actually now trying to dispute with me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever disputes with me for any one of these things, trying for honor or trying to have a position that he'll be proud of, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقَدْ عَذَّبْتُهُ. I will punish him with regards to this. So I won't just leave him to the fact that he's trying to get something that is exclusive for me. I will punish him for this. Today's hadith wa anhu, أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالْ بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي فِي حُلَّةٍ تُعْجِبُهُ نَفْسُهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, once there was a man, he had very beautiful clothes on, تُعْجِبُهُ نَفْسُهُ, and he was very proud of it. مُرَجَّلٌ رَأْسَهُ يَخْتَالُ فِي مَشِيَتِهِ. Not only did he have beautiful clothes on, his hair was very well groomed. And he was walking with an arrogant step. Normally how we will refer to a person is walking with a bounce. That he had beautiful clothes on, his hair was well done up, and he was walking in a style, in a very arrogant style. Suddenly, إِذْ خَسَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like this. That this person is showing arrogance and pride, haughtiness. Allah Pak caused the earth suddenly to suck him in. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. He will continue sinking in the earth right up to the day of Qiyamah. Muttafaqun Ali. Here this hadith, what it shows us is that this pride and arrogance is something that is very much disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't like it. Allah loves humility. That's why al-du'a wa mukhul ibadah. The du'a is the essence of all ibadah. What is meant by this, ulama explain, is that du'a displays, it demonstrates inkisari, it displays ajizi. A person is showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am incapable. Oh Allah, you grant me. Whatever I'm asking for, you grant me. He's not turning towards himself, he's turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's showing his weakness, he's showing his displaying that I can't do much, oh Allah, I'm dependent on you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. Ad-du'a wa mukhul ibadah. So now this is the essence of all ibadah. Whereas arrogance and pride now is saying that I'm the one that's doing, I'm the man. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated this person. He was walking like he's the man. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him suddenly. Allah Pak doesn't need his army. Allah Pak doesn't need a person with the AK-47 or missiles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants, he can use it naturally. He can use the air, he can use the wind, he can use the rain, he can use earthquakes. Or just below the person's feet, he can just suck the man in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anything very fancy. So from these hadith we learn that, I think we'll do one more hadith, which is a short, very short hadith related to today's hadith. عن سلمة ابن الأكوع رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزال الرجل يذهب بنفسه. سلمة ابن الأكوع رضي الله عنه said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a man continues displaying arrogance حتى يكتب في الجبارين. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his continuous displaying of arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes him amongst those that are tyrant. فَيُسِيبُهُ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. And he will get the same punishments as those tyrants. We mentioned in the hadith before that Jahannam boasts about tyrants. That I've got these people in me. His Jahannam is so proud that the person that he's got in him, the people that he got in him, are the tyrants, the jabbar and the arrogant ones. So here it shows how bad it is that Jahannam itself is boasting about the tyrants. So from these hadiths we learn something, that a person who has humility, automatically this humility is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and Allah Pak will give that person respect. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will give him respect. And the man who tries to put himself up, tries to look smart and tries to make himself arrogant and big and boastful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drops him, not only drops him, but literally sucks him in. So one is the person gets raised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him in the eyes of people. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only disgraces him, but yeah, sucking in that one example can mean Allah Pak will punish him in different ways. So therefore we should always try and bring about humility in our lives. Look at our pious predecessors, that how much humility they had, and try and take some from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.